When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's Monday, it is Maesterclass. This week, I am joined by stand-up comic Steve Osborne to talk about the recent House of the Dragon trailer. You can follow Steve on Instagram at Ozfest, AUSFEST, or pop into the San Francisco Punchline almost any weekend to see Steve perform live. Also, keep an eye on our House of the Dragon-specific podcast, titled Double Dragon. You can do a search for Double Dragon wherever you search for podcasts. Okay, here's Steve.
This is irregular.
Yes, well, I suppose that life is irregular.
Oh, damn. That was just so bad. It's just so bad. All right, so Steve, we're doing an emergency podcast. Really excited, a big day for Great British Bake Off fans. Maddie has come from behind and won the Great British Bake Off.
People's champ.
People's champ. You got to hand it to him. He was behind the entire season. I thought it was going to be Josh or Tasha. Comes from behind. His cake had a little bit of lean to it.
Amazing.
But the flavors went out.
Big news.
Big news. Big news. We've also been graced with the first trailer for House of the Dragon season 2. Vhagar's still big. Still a big guy.
Vhagar's big.
That was my big takeaway from this trailer. I was happy to see that they didn't ruin the character development that they had already established for Vhagar.
Right. No, girth is still in effect.
just a few highlights of this particular trailer I thought were interesting. I like that Daemon's hair has gone full Barbie.
Mm-hmm. They did all the research. Like, man, that's been a real popular movie.
They know what people want. That hair is better than Barbie. I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to say Daemon Targaryen's hair better than Barbie. I think we meet a new character in this trailer. I don't know if you would have recognized this character.
Toby Flenderson from The Office.
Right? you're not a book reader. Toby would be great to have in the small council. I think he would.
You can't just keep on having your dragons attack everybody. That's not why we have dragons.
Alicent going to HR. This old guy's coming on to me.
Look, I can't have you guys all marrying each other's sisters or brothers, okay? It's just...
Now, this new character, I think, is named Nettles. And Nettles is a common-born girl who establishes herself as a pretty important character in the books. And I think she's looking up at a dragon called Sheepstealer. A dragon that I am pretty excited about because I drafted Sheepstealer in my fantasy
league
fantasy draft. Finally, we see Auric in some kind of sword battle.
Civil War is a brewing, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Aemon's a kinslayer. Is that the right term?
Yeah, Aemon's a kinslayer, and now that we know he's a kinslayer, I thought that his foreboding, almost lusting glare at the Iron Throne was a little bit ominous.
Yeah. A good villain brewing here, you're right? I mean, lots of layers.
Honestly, give me an eye patch. Just give me a villain with an eye patch. I'm so excited about the only thing better that he could do is if he had a really dark goatee.
Yeah, that'd be something. Like, for some reason, that's the one thing that's not blonde. That's what makes it even more scandalous.
All right. Overall feelings about the trailer, Steve?
It got me back. A teaser trailer did what it's supposed to do. I feel teased, right? Like, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to do a little bit of rewatching to get myself caught back up.
This was my favorite kind of trailer. It got me excited for the new season. Didn't reveal too much. And that's really what I want out of a trailer. So looking forward to House of the Dragon Summer, which
yes, sir.
Seems to have been promised.